Hello, beautiful woman, and welcome to your third class in our Women's Group Coaching Program. Today's class is all about more deeply embodying your feminine energy and balancing out your masculine energy. Because I know a big part of the reason that many of you are on this journey is because you feel like your masculine energy has, to some extent, become your default or dominant energy, and it's become the energy that you are often finding yourself functioning in and living from. And the reason you're on this journey with me is because there's a yearning to be nurturing and embodying and expressing more of your feminine and awakening more of that energy and living more from that energy. So we're needing to talk today about bringing things back into balance, because we all have masculine and feminine energies within us. Both males and females have both, and both of those energies are valuable and serve a purpose, and neither of them are better or worse than the other. It's just that if you're a woman, you will feel most at home when you're in your feminine energy. You'll feel like most your true self, most in your true essence. And actually, you'll feel the happiest when you're really resonating in your natural essence of being feminine, of being primarily a feminine being. When you really can get into that energy, that's when you'll feel the most yourself and the happiest. Whereas for men, they'll feel that way when they're in their masculine energy. So both of the energies are valuable and important, and both women, men and women have the ability to access both those energies. But if a man spends too much time in his feminine, it will affect him in a negative way if he becomes too emotional, too flowy. Whereas for a woman, it will affect her negatively if she's too much in her masculine, if she's too structured and controlling and rigid and logical. We will feel... We will feel that feeling of being out of alignment, like something isn't congruent and feeling right for us, when we're not spending majority of our time in the essence, whether it's masculine or feminine, in that essence that we're naturally meant to be in as part of our gender or whatever gender we identify with, because these days it's all a little bit blurry, which is totally fine. And so it's just up to each individual to first of all decide, do you feel like you're primarily a feminine being or a masculine being, regardless of gender? But most women will say, I'm a feminine being and I want to spend majority of my time in my feminine essence. But what has happened to a lot of us as women, and probably has been your experience as a woman, is that we're in a society and work environments in particular that are based on masculine principles and structure and energy. And so women are having to fit themselves into masculine-based structures, masculine corporate environments, a society that values achievement and outcomes and goals and results, a society that values logic over intuition, a society that values having it all together rather than being messy and vulnerable. And so as women, we are having this internal struggle all the time where we know how we want to be, because we know how, we feel the most free when we're just being how we truly just want to be. But then it's very difficult for us to feel safe and okay and like we will still succeed in life if we're trying to be in that energy, but we're trying to show up in the masculine environments or masculine structures or do things in a masculine way. And I think a lot of us women are really struggling with this. So this is why this is about balancing it. It's not about being one or the other and making any energy wrong. It's how do we get these energies working together within us? And I actually feel like so much of the work for us collectively at the moment is harmony between our inner masculine and feminine. How do we get these two energies working together cohesively, in harmony, in relationship? Because that when they work in relationship together, you thrive. And they can be in a beautiful, cohesive relationship. But some of the things we're going to be exploring through the class is, has your masculine become dominant? Is your masculine suppressing your feminine? Why are you in your masculine so much? Why do you feel safer in your masculine than your feminine? These are interesting things we're going to start to explore. And this will be a beautiful class to discover new things about yourself and explore how you can begin to nurture your feminine so she can become a more dominant presence in your life. All right, so let's have a little look at some of my notes here and what I want to talk to you about. I want to help you in this class rediscover and revalue your feminine, like begin valuing her again and seeing the power and magnificence of being a feminine being. This is one of the first shifts. I mean, I'm going to jump around a little bit. My notes in the work will be different to how I want to run this class, but just bear with me. What makes you a feminine being and what connects you with your feminine essence are these qualities that come very naturally to you as a woman. I've got some notes here around this. Being compassionate, being gentle, being kind, being soft, being heart-centered, being caring, being empathetic, being able to see numerous perspectives and understand various things at once and juggle various things at once and spread your energy across numerous things at once. Your ability to be intuitive, your ability to be feeling-based. So masculine's very logical thinking-based, feminine is feeling-based. So your ability to be in your feelings, to be emotional, to be sensitive, to be empathetic, to be feeling your way through life, to be guided by your heart and your intuition, to be surrendering to what you feel, to be letting yourself be vulnerable with what you feel, that's all your gift as a woman. And they're gifts. They are gifts that men can definitely access, but is not as easy for them to embody as it is for a woman. Now, our society sees a lot of those qualities as weaknesses, but I want us to begin to see these as incredible strengths. And the way that I've come to see my feminine now is almost that she's a lot more powerful than the masculine. In terms of the gifts that we have as a woman, we are actually a lot more powerful than the masculine. The masculine has that energy of drive and ambition and forging forward and taking action and having a plan and being in control, which in our society we see as very powerful. But the magnetism and power and divine connection of being a woman, your ability to feel and pick up information and be guided by your intuition, that is incredibly powerful. So I want to help you rediscover the power of that and shift your perspective around what it means to be a woman. The other key thing I want to talk about here with being a woman is women are driven by pleasure. This is what I've really been discovering lately. I've been doing a lot of work around the feminine in my own life and my own self. The feminine is driven by pleasure. And the reason being is we are embodied beings as women. And it's all about feeling and experiencing pleasure in our bodies, following what brings us pleasure, building a life that is built on the foundations of pleasure, making choices on pleasure. And I was meditating on this the other day. It was really interesting. I was working with this energy of desire. And what I realized is masculine desires from a place of there's an outcome I want. There's a place I want to be. There's a destination to reach for. I'm striving. I'm going to work towards this. I'm determined. That's a masculine approach to desire. And that's a way I very often desired things in my life. Here's something I want and I'm going after it. The way of the feminine desires is purely from a place of pleasure, is from a place of what would feel the most pleasurable in my body and what would allow me to experience more pleasure in my life. And desire is a pleasurable thing. It's like, let me dream up this feeling in my body of what would feel really good to me? What is the next thing I want to do, experience, create? What do I want to do today? What do I want to do in this moment that would just feel really, really good to me? Sorry, I'm just noticing my eye watering. I put peppermint oil on my face and it's making my eye water. So sorry if my eye looks a little bit red and watery there. I just noticed that. I put peppermint oil on to help clear out my sinuses, but it's made my eye a bit glassy. So sorry about that. But the feminine says, what would feel the most pleasurable to me in this moment as my next step? What do I want to create that will bring more pleasure into my life? And she then doesn't say, great, let's make a plan and let's create some action steps and a to-do list. She says, beautiful, what's my first step? And what step would feel good for me to take in this moment? And what step would move me towards that? And what step would feel like pleasure along the way of moving towards what I want to create that would feel like even more pleasure? I wonder if you can feel the difference. And it's flowing. So she's tuning in. every day in each moment. Okay, so here's my desire. My desire is done. My desire feels good to me. This is what I want to experience in my life. Beautiful. What's one step I can take today to create that? What's the next step I can take today to create that? How can I move towards that today? She's in the moment following the feeling-based impulses. The masculine is in the future, being like striving, achieving, doing. Now, both of those qualities are valuable. But if you want to move towards things in a feminine way, it's all got to be about coming from feeling and joy and pleasure. And whatever feelings you want to experience more of in your life, they are your guiding force. They are your guiding force. The masculine will disconnect from emotion to move towards what it wants. It probably won't feel along the way. Whereas the feminine has to stay in that feeling space. So what does it mean to be feminine, and what are the various expressions of the feminine? I describe the feminine as being like the weather. It is ever-changing. It is flowing, free, wild, passionate. It is both creative and destructive. The feminine is nature. She is the wildfire. She is the flowing river. She is the sunrise and sunset. She is the destruction of when, in the pecking order of life, an animal needs to die and be sacrificed to feed another animal. It is all that. It can be very destructive. It's birth. It's giving birth. It's the messiness of all of that, of death and birth and life and movement and ever-changing energy. That is the feminine at her essence. And when we let ourselves be like that, I want you to let yourself be every variation of the feminine. You want to, if you're exploring feminine energy, you want to explore the parts of you that are fiery and fierce and passionate, the way that a mother lion would defend her children out in the wild. The way that a woman who is honoring her self-worth will stand up for herself so fiercely. The way that if you were so passionate about something, you would move heaven and earth and you would advocate for that. That real fierce energy that the feminine can get. You want to explore the side of the feminine that is soft and gentle and sensitive. That has the softest touch, the most nurturing energy, that is, it can bring healing, loving energy to anyone that she encounters. The way a mother nurtures a newborn child, the way the mother nurtures someone that she deeply loves, the Mother Teresa type of energy is another expression of the feminine. You know, we look at, like, say, Beyonce's, that fiery, fierce, like, get out of my way, girlfriend kind of energy. Mother Teresa's like this nurturing, gentle, selfless, healing energy. Oh no, I've got a blower man starting outside. Goodness me. We want to explore the emotional, vulnerable side. The side of the feminine that's not always perfect, that doesn't always have it together, that is sometimes completely messy, that needs support, that needs other people to hold her, that needs other people to be her support system and structure. The feminine that falls apart. We need the feminine that plays. The feminine that is joyful and playful and lighthearted and like a child, that wants to travel and experience things and is curious and is mysterious. That's one side of the feminine. There's a feminine that is very much based on movement and moving energy through her body. There's a feminine that's deeply spiritual and wise and sacred and divine. There are so many layers and levels to being feminine. And when we go too linear, too one way, when we put ourselves in a box, when we say, I am this person and I have to play this role and wear this mask, we're in our masculine. When we go too structured, too rigid, too caged in, too conforming, we're in our masculine. So, you know, the feminine's being, it's like we're setting free energies. Now, in the workbook, I've got a whole page of different energies there. And I want you to circle the ones that resonate with you, that you identify with as being your expressions of the feminine. And then I take you through the workbook to actually notice which of these qualities trigger you and do you reject. I'm not that. I could never be like that. That's a negative side of being the feminine. I don't want that. And I also ask you to identify which qualities you want to embody and express more of and write them down. And then to think about, what does this quality mean to you? And what would it look like to you to embody and express that? The fierce side of the feminine is something I'm wanting to embody and express more of. And it's a quality that it's part of my power, that at times I've had a real negative association around that, that I'm going to be like, that's aggressive. And that's, you know, people won't like that fierce side of the feminine, but sometimes I need her so I can stand up for myself. So I would love for you to explore that. And I also ask you in the workbook around, there's different qualities of the feminine that I've pulled out that I'd love you to explore. How can you bring more pleasure into your life? One way, think about what pleasure means to you. And one way you could bring more pleasure. How can you bring more playfulness? How can you bring more surrender? Just one little way that you could practice each of these little qualities. One way you could bring more vulnerability. Is this about talking about your feelings more, being more honest, letting someone see you cry, letting someone know you're not okay? Is surrender about finding one place you can let go of control, where you can surrender a little bit more into the unknown, into your desires? Where can you bring in more beauty? The feminine loves beauty. She loves flowers and making herself look beautiful and color and artwork and painting and the beauty of nature. She revels in that beauty in a way that the masculine doesn't. How can you bring in more creativity? That is definitely, the feminine is the creator. Anytime you're creating something, exploring your creativity, expressing your creativity, you're tapping into your feminine. How can you bring more sensuality into your life? I've been practicing this morning routine now that's just about like sensual movement. And I play the sensual music and I just roll into my hips and stretch into my body and flow and dance and massage my body. And I'm in like lingerie or my underwear, whatever I want to be in. Sometimes just my pajamas. But I'm exploring sensuality and movement. That's something that's really helping soften me at the moment. And what's another way you can bring in more softness? Sometimes I'm having to learn how to soften my communication, particularly when I'm talking with the masculine. I can become a little bit harsh with the masculine because I try to match them versus how do I soften when I'm around the masculine and bring this beautiful soft feminine to how I move and how I communicate and how I express myself. So explore that. So how do you feel being in your feminine? Do you feel safe being in your feminine? Do you have negative stories and judgments? I know this was coming up because I've heard you talk about it. Not feeling safe and knowing that she'll deliver outcomes, that she'll be productive, that she'll put money on the table. Not knowing that you can trust her desires to sometimes just rest. What if she just wants to rest today and I've got stuff to do? What if she says she wants a day of self-care and I've got a family that needs me? What if she says she doesn't want to do this job anymore and I've got to pay my bills? There is fear sometimes in surrendering to the feminine because we are so scared of what she's going to tell us and we don't know if we can trust her as yet. Sometimes as well, there's negative stories around the feminine, around being weak. That's definitely something that I have around, I'll be dominated and controlled and someone will have power over me if I go into my feminine. So maybe just unpack what's there for you, because there might be things that are preventing you feeling safe going into her. If I become really emotional and soft, people will take advantage of me. You know, if I don't bring this strong facade to my work, people will think that I'm weak and they can walk all over me. Now, understand, again, you can bring different energies of feminine. So when you're at work, you might bring a more fierce feminine. You may bring a more empowered feminine. Now, she might still be heart-centered and intuitive and soft on the inside, but you might tap into some of her power and strength when you are communicating with men, for example. In relationship, this is something I've had to learn. I want to bring my soft feminine heart, but I also have to have my intuition and my boundaries in check. Where this woman's constantly saying, she's constantly checking in with her body, where intuitively is something not right? Where is there a red flag? Let me pay attention. So I'm bringing my soft heart to this man, but I'm also constantly checking in with my body. Are there any red flags? Can I trust him? Am I speaking my truth? Am I asking for what I want? Do I have good boundaries here? Is there equal giving and receiving here? So I'm constantly checking in as a woman. Oh no, the blower man, I'm sorry, he's so loud. Am I getting what I want and need? Am I receiving what I deserve here? That's where the feminine stands up for herself. That's where the feminine is still soft and beautiful, but she is fiercely self-protective at the same time without having to shut down her heart. I hope you can feel the difference in that. So you can still be in your feminine, but you might need to tap into different flavors of your feminine at different times versus having to go into your masculine to protect you. Now, so the feminine is where we're staying in our feelings. The masculine is when we go too much into thinking. I'm so sorry about that background noise. We go too much into thinking. We go too much into logic. We go too much into what makes sense. We stay up in our head to protect ourselves. We are planning, strategizing, being too goal-orientated, being too action-orientated. We're so focused on actions that we're not paying attention to how we're feeling as we're doing it. We're so focused on our goals, on our security, on our money. We're not paying attention to how we're feeling as we're doing it. I'm just throwing all this out there so you can really start to see the variation and the balance of these two energies. So there's so many places I want to go with this. This is such an interesting conversation. But where I take you in the workbook is I want you to think about where do masculine qualities of practicality, action focus, security, goal orientation suppress your feminine? Where in your pursuit of all of those things are you suppressing and denying your feminine? And why is it you might feel more safe operating in your masculine than your feminine? I would love for you to explore that in the workbook. Blower man, I'm just surrendering to you being here and trusting that for whatever reason, you're meant to be a part of our experience today in this class. Let me just flow with you. Now, I want you to look at how has the masculine served and supported you. So as we're going to be bringing things back into balance, first of all, let's not judge and reject the masculine. Let's not say, oh, my masculine is bad and I'm angry at myself for being in my masculine for so long. And, you know, I'm upset at myself for suppressing and disconnecting from my feminine. But let's instead say, okay, I've set up my masculine in my life to be a strong energy in my life because it served a purpose for me, because it's kept me safe, because it's helped me achieve what I want in my life, because it's brought me to this place in my career, because it's helped me handle really difficult experiences where I've had to be strong and I've had to disconnect from my feelings and just get on with life. So we want to thank and appreciate our masculine side for all that it has done, because it has really supported you. And in fact, it's supported your feminine. But we want it to have it as a support, not as a dominant, crushing energy of your feminine, not so your feminine gets suppressed. And how would you love to see your feminine and masculine working together? And let me just talk about this for a minute, because I'll give you my perspective. So I'm going to talk about this on the next page too. So I see masculine as structure. See masculine as the container, the space holder, the structure around everything that happens within. And so what happens within is the feminine and the movement. So imagine masculine feminine being like a man holding space for you while you go through a big emotional process. Let's just use that as an example. Imagine you're feeling really emotional and all over the place, and you come to your partner and he's the space holder. The masculine is the presence, it's the space, it's the container for the woman to go into the feminine. You see this actually in sex, that typically the woman is the movement, is the wild expression, and the masculine's holding the space, is the container for her to experience that. In our lives, we build masculine structure, routine, plans that help support the feminine to feel safe. If you don't have masculine structure, your feminine won't feel safe. So it's like saying, oh, the feminine might be like, I want to go and follow my heart and set up my own business. But if we don't build out some masculine structures around, great, how do we make money? How do we ensure that you have a routine there, that you have some foundations? She's not going to feel safe to be wild and free to go and be creative and make her own money. So the masculine can really support the feminine. Now, if we don't nurture the feminine, all we have is all this rigidity and structure and planning, but no feeling, no joy, no pleasure, right? So we need both. We want to have these foundations of the masculine so the woman can go and live this pleasure-based, wild and free life experience. But we need to get them both working together. And I often see it as the feminine's the desire impulse. The feminine says, I want this. I want more pleasure. I want more joy. This would make me happy. I want to travel. I want to create this. I want to change this in my job. I want to move my body like this. I want a relationship like this. And the masculine says, okay, sweetheart, let's do it. So she's the desire force. And he says, okay, let's create a plan now around how I can support you to have that. So rather than him dominating her, he's actually like, he's supporting her. He's saying, sweetheart, whatever you want, your wish is my command, I'm here. That's how I get the energies working within me. So I tap into my inner feminine and then my inner masculine says, okay, beautiful, let's create a plan. Let's set up some systems and structures and routines so that I can support you to have that. I wonder if that makes sense. That's how I get them working cohesively for me. And I know that I'm too much in my masculine when I'm too action focused and I'm disconnecting from how I'm feeling along the way. And I know I'm too in my feminine when I'm just in that airy fairy space of feeling and I'm not actually taking any steps forward. So we need both. So I want us to think about, and I want you to think about how much, what percentage of your life is based on the masculine? Structure, planning, flow, logic, thinking, action, getting things done, outcomes. And how much of your life is based in the feminine, following what I feel, being in the moment, being fluid, being expressive, being vulnerable, surrendering, being guided by pleasure, being guided by what feels good, doing what brings me joy, not focusing on the outcome, just doing it because it feels good in this moment, right? Now we can experience both. And if you have a very structured life at the moment, I want you to start to think about how can you bring in more feeling, more flow, and more feminine energy around that structure. You don't have to break down all those structures. But sometimes for me, it might mean what I've learned how to do, for example, and I know I have a little bit more flexibility running my own business, but my masculine is, here's what needs to be achieved this week. I've got deadlines, I've got courses, programs, I've got money that needs to get paid, I've got a to-do list. Here's what needs to get done this week. My feminine is, she decides how we're going to do it. She decides each day what we're going to work on based on how I'm feeling, what hours we're going to work based on how I'm feeling, and whether we're going to do, start work at 7 and work till 2 p.m., or whether she's going to have a big luxurious morning routine and then start work at midday. She decides for me whether I'm going to finish work at 4 p.m. and have a bath. So I'm able to bring my feminine in a lot amongst my need for structure. I have to have structure in my business. Now, if you have quite a structured life, I still want you to think about how can you bring in the feminine? Is it in your time outside of work? Is it on your weekends? If your weekends are really structured, how can you bring in more flow and not plan and just let your weekends be guided by your moment-to-moment pleasure of what you feel like doing? Is there any parts of your day where you can bring in, how do I feel to run this part of my day? What do I feel to eat for lunch today? Where do I feel to eat my lunch? Do I want to go outside? What project do I feel to put my energy into today? How can I bring more flow into this day so that I'm just living more how I'm feeling in the moment? Now that might be a challenge for you in your day at this time, but I want you to think about how you might be able to integrate that even outside of work. Particularly if you have a very structured morning routine or evening routine, throw that out the window and instead wake up each day and ask, how do I feel? What do I feel to do this morning? How do I feel to take care of myself today? What do I feel like I need? Look for places where you can let go of the structure and bring in more living more based on what you feel. We can talk about this more in the group coaching call if this needs more work for you. But the feminine still needs structure to feel safe. We have to have structure. But if you want to bring in more of the feminine, you know, what I feel like helps us connect with the feminine energy is, like I said, anything that's about pleasure, anything that's about feeling, anything that's about tuning into your body, music, nature, even if you're working in a day job, if you can plug in music and you can listen to some beautiful like femme music while you're working, and you can have maybe some nice essential oil diffusing or some rose water that you spritz on your face or a beautiful bunch of flowers on your desk or your crystal right near you, or you can bring some more feminine clothing that feels really soft, you can bring the feminine in that way. Maybe you walk on your lunch break for a bit and just get out in nature. Maybe you do an evening or morning walk or a morning or evening dance session. Or maybe you let yourself have your lunch break be this really pleasurable experience of savoring your food. Like, you can bring in the feminine amongst your work. You absolutely can. But I think it's anything for me I've got here: feeling, movement, pleasure, creativity, nature, body-based practices, and music. They're some of the key things for me that help activate my feminine. Anything that helps you soften and feel more. So what does it mean to you to trust your feminine? Like, this is even, I don't want to talk too much about it, but I'm even exploring this in my own personal sexuality practice. And I do feel weird talking about sexuality here, but I've come to realize sexuality is a key part of awakening your feminine energy. And I've been exploring this in my sexuality around allowing myself to surrender to the experience of pleasure. Because it's interesting how much if a pleasurable sensation becomes too intense, I feel uncomfortable. Like, I can't hold that amount of pleasure in my body. So I'm working a lot with the idea of, can I surrender into pleasure? Pleasure might mean surrendering into an hour-long bath, surrendering into a self-pleasure practice with my own body, surrendering into feeling pleasure with my partner, surrendering into savoring a delicious meal. That's one place I'm learning to trust my feminine and my ability to hold and experience pleasure. But trusting your feminine might be beginning to trust what you feel. I want you to almost every day be asking yourself how you feel about everything. How does this feel to me? How does this feel to me? What am I feeling? What are my feelings telling me? To begin to listen to your feelings. You might not be quite ready to trust them and act on them, but I want you to start to listen to them and honor them, because your feelings are your feminine communicating to you. And where do you not trust your feminine and feel fully safe to surrender to her and follow her? And, you know, we can develop these really intense wounds around our feminine. I very much operated in my masculine for a long time because my masculine helped me feel in control. And it made me feel like I was in charge of everything and I was safe. For me, the feminine was letting go of that and trusting that I was being taken care of and I was being guided, and that I could be safe in that. And that was really, really hard. But the more that I began to trust my feelings and act on my feelings, the more I didn't need to control anymore, because I knew that I had all this evidence to prove to me that when I follow my feelings and trust my feelings, things work out for me and I'm guided to where I'm meant to go. What is your feminine self most craving at the moment? My feminine, all she's telling me at the moment is pleasure and freedom. They're the two things she wants more than anything. So I've been saying, okay, beautiful, you want freedom and you want pleasure. All right, how do we do this? How do we start to make new decisions, set new things up in your life that will allow you to experience more of that? And how do we build a life on the foundation of that? Where is she asking you to trust in her right now? My feminine, oh my gosh, this morning was talking to me. She's really asking me to trust my feelings, to trust that I can follow this impulse that's moving through me at the moment. There's some big impulses to literally like leave Sydney and travel and go and create a really quite nomadic lifestyle for myself for a while and be in new places and have new experience and just feel the pleasure of like being alive. And that's terrifying for me. So right now, all I'm doing is I'm just listening. And I'm like, all right, sweetheart, I hear you. I hear what you're asking for. What's my first step? And she's saying, first of all, she's telling me to restructure stuff in my business so that there's more freedom for me and more pleasure. And then she's telling me to begin to clear out my apartment a little bit in this preparation of lightening my load to have a more freedom-based lifestyle. Now, she's not saying to me, oh, go overseas now. She's giving me small steps to prepare. And when you just trust her and ask her for the first step, she's going to start leading you, even in small ways. And that's how you build your trust with her. She's not going to throw you in the deep end until you're ready for that. What are you most afraid will happen if you surrender to her? Oh, I'm going through this at the moment. If I really surrender to what I feel, I don't know what's going to happen. But isn't that beautiful? Isn't that amazing? I mean, isn't that where you start to live? Isn't that where you start to come alive? When you start to go, I'm going to go into the unknown around this and I don't know what's going to happen, but at least I know I'll be alive rather than feeling half dead because I'm in such a rigid, structured, controlling life. Like, I've built that type of life for myself here. And I'm like, yeah, Con, you feel really safe and really in control and really secure, but you also feel half dead at the moment. If I was to be completely honest, that's a feeling I've been feeling. And that's not how the feminine's here to live. And when you put too much structure in your life, you're going to start to feel a bit dead. In all honesty, you really will. So look, I mean, I could clearly talk about this topic for a long time. I've got a lot moving through me around this at the moment. But these areas, particularly of, let's talk about surrendering for a minute. Surrendering means surrendering to life, surrendering to your feelings, surrendering to what's unfolding in the moment, and just allowing it all. When we're not surrendering, we are resisting. I don't want to feel this. I don't want to experience this. I don't want to be here. Let me get in control and try to close off, avoid, get away from, create something different. Surrendering says, okay, I'm going to allow everything that's here to be here. I'm going to allow myself to be as I am. I'm going to feel these feelings and I'm going to follow them in this moment. I'm going to surrender to the flow. It is trusting, and trust is literally can only be built over time through practice and through taking baby steps and gradually building that trust in yourself. Isn't that how you build trust with other people? Over time, they do small things that in time you're like, okay, cool. Your actions and your words align. I know I can trust you. I feel safe over time with you. You need to build that with yourself. That takes time. Vulnerability is, again, it's about feeling. It's the willingness to feel, to express your feelings, to embrace your feelings, to honor your feelings, to communicate your feelings, to be real, to be genuine, to be honest with yourself. Where are you not being honest with yourself? To be vulnerable with yourself, to drop the fake BS, be like, wow, let's get really raw and real here about how I'm feeling and what I want and what's going on for me, and let me have the courage to communicate it and express it without fear of how I'm going to be perceived or how it's going to be received by others. The feminine is somewhat fearless. She is very courageous. And she honors all of this so profoundly. Now, all of this, I get it, easier said than done, but I'm just hoping that as I'm sharing this with you, you can be beginning to process this and maybe have some realizations around what working with these energies will mean for you. So if you were to begin to really trust in your feminine, to trust in her desires, to trust in her desire for more pleasure and more fun, and trust in her desire to express more of who you really are, to trust in her desire for you to be more fierce and more empowered and more expressive, to trust in her desires for you to indulge more in self-care and rest and what you most need. Now, going back to my earlier point, the way that I worked on this, because I was living my business, running my business for a long time through, I don't have time to rest. I don't have time for pleasure. I got to put money on the table. I've got to work from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I got to hustle, hustle, hustle. And it was really, really hard. But the only way I began to break that was to, it was a decision to begin to listen to how I was feeling and say, okay, even though I have a to-do list coming out my ears, I'm going to give myself an hour of lying on the floor, listening to music and surrendering because that's what I need in this moment. And I'm going to sit with all the fear and all the terror and all the what if that comes up, but I'm still going to follow my feminine in this moment. And I began to do that. I began to make more space in my schedule and balance out and make time for pleasure and play and rest and self-care amongst my crazy structure and to-do list. And as I just did that gradually and felt the discomfort of it, but still did it, I built more trust in that and I realized everything was still okay. But trusting in her will mean starting to take small steps, the small steps that she's asking you to take, having the difficult conversation, revealing your true emotions to someone, asking for what you want and need, expressing more of your sensitive side, investing more time in your creativity, maybe making some hard decisions in your work so that your feminine can be more nurtured. Sometimes it's like dropping down to part-time. Sometimes she asks you to do stuff like that. My feminine, you know, last year asked me to give up coaching and I'm like, but that's a massive part of my income. And she's like, no, in the name of living a pleasure-filled life, Connie, you must now only do what brings you pleasure in your business. And I don't care if something brings you money. If it doesn't bring you pleasure, you need to assess it. And that's how fierce the feminine is. If it doesn't bring you pleasure, you need to assess it. Why are you doing it if it doesn't bring you pleasure? So maybe think about just some small steps you can take that would allow you to begin following your feminine and starting to build this trust in her. Find the qualities of the feminine that feel most foreign to you, that you're like, I can't be playful. I can't be vulnerable. I can't be fierce. I can't be wild. I can't be messy. I can't be imperfect. I can't be creative. Whatever it is you think you can't be, and be playful in exploring those parts of yourself and see what comes out. Use movement, use music, use nature, use touch, use smell, use all your senses. The feminine loves beautiful smells and massage oil and beauty and pleasure in her mouth through like chocolate and beautiful food. And she loves that stuff. Wearing clothes that feel good to you. I just came into this class and I just really have been following what I've been feeling to share. And it's interesting for me learning how to run these classes more from my feminine, because my masculine is like, Connie, have notes and structure and make sure you go from point A to point B to point C to point D. Whereas my feminine's like, we're going to jump over here and then we're going to talk about this and we're going to go from the workbook to my notes and we're just going to see what feels to move through. And this is an example of where I'm surrendering to my feminine more. So I have structure, I have notes and a workbook, but then the whole way this class unfolds is guided by my femme. Like, whoa, this is my femme coming here and being like, blah, 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 this is what I feel. So that's an example of how I'm balancing masculine and feminine in the way, for example, I'm doing my work. Is there anything else I want to share with you? Let me see. I think for the moment that is it. Also explore, you might want to think back to your relationship with your parents and just notice what you picked up around the masculine and feminine from them. I learned a lot growing up about the masculine being dominant and dominating the feminine and controlling the feminine. And so I've always been very defiant around men, like, you will not control me or dominate me. I'm an independent woman. But what I've learned is I can trust men if I trust my intuition. That was a big one for me. I realized I can surrender to men and I can let them be powerful if I'm constantly in tune with my body and my intuition and trusting when it's telling me that something's not right, something's off, and I just need to follow that and then communicate in those moments when I'm getting a red flag inside myself. So this is going to be a beautiful week of exploration, couple of weeks. Explore it, see what comes up, and on our group coaching calls. And I will talk to you soon. Sending you lots of love.